This is a pretty intense program. What do these future paramedics actually go through?
Well, this is a 10-month training program at the University of Washington in Harborview, and these paramedic students are put through an intensive training program that requires 2,500 hours of training during that 10-month period, and that's twice the national recommendation for paramedic students. They also, because of being housed at Harborview, they witness and see and take care of more than 700 patient contacts, which is three times the national average. It's a very, very rigorous program.
Yeah, Jen, you mentioned that it is much greater than what is actually required nationally. Why is it necessary for that level of training?
Well, our region is known for pre-hospital emergency care. We're a model worldwide, and over the years, we've recognized that this intensive training is a major reason why we have such a high survival rate for witnessed cardiac arrest. Our survival rate in this region is 56%. If you compare that to large cities like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Detroit, their survival rate is less than 10%. This training program has a significant impact on the ability of these paramedics to save lives.
And this area has always been known to have one of the finest paramedic crews around.
That's correct.
Where are these folks coming from?
It's a regional training program. We have students this year from Seattle, Bellevue, South King County, Marysville. We also train students from San Juan, Lopez Island, and we have another student from East Jefferson. So it's a regional approach to quality pre-hospital emergency care.
Thank you, Jan. Jan Sprake, again, is the executive director of the Medic One Foundation.